As of Wednesday, the Capitals led 2-1 in the best-of-seven series. The squad split the first two contests. The Oil Capitals romped past Neepawa, 6-1, in the opening game. The Titans triumphed 3-2 in double overtime in Game 2. The day after that contest, Verdun head coach Tyson Ramsey said, "We need to put that one past us and get focused for a big one here on Tuesday night." They certainly did that. Verdun responded with a 6-3 Game 3 victory. Game 4 was to be played Thursday night after the Empire advance deadline. The fifth contest will be on Sunday in Verdun. If necessary, Game 6 will be in Neepawa on April 2 with Game 7 in Verdun on April 3. Game 3 Oil Caps 6, Titans 3 Josh Leto posted 4 points and hometown product Bryce Bryant had 3 as the Oil Caps beat the Titans, 6-3, on March 26. Verdun outshot the visitors 40-27 in front of 1,083 at Tundra Oil and Gas Place. Neepawa scored first, but the Oil Caps responded with goals by Leto and Nathan Miller to lead 2-1 at the first intermission. The Titans tied things up in the second. However, Bryant and Verdun's own Braden Lewis gave the hosts a 4-2 lead at the second break. In the third, Rue Bazin increased the Oil Caps' lead to 5-2 on a power play goal. Neepawa got a goal of their own with the man advantage, but Bryant added an empty net marker to cap the scoring. Verdun product Eric Reed made 24 saves for his hometown team. Mason Lobro stopped 34 shots for Neepawa. Scoring for Neepawa were Hayden Stocks, Tim Tykonek, and Cater McLeod. Game 2 Titans 3, Oil Caps 2-3 OT Colton Alexander of the Titans scored the game winner in the second overtime session in front of the hometown fans on March 24. It was the first postseason victory for the Neepawa franchise since 2017, which was the last year they appeared in the playoffs. Sunday's game was the first playoff game in Neepawa for a number of years, so we knew it was going to be an exciting atmosphere to play in, and it certainly was, Ramsey said. I thought we were a little tentative early in the game and allowed them to feel good about their game. Then in the second and a large part of the third, we were very good. We generated some extended time in their end of the rink and hit a number of goal posts. We were able to get the go-ahead goal and looked like we were in a good spot. Then some missed assignments in our own zone allowed them to tie the game, and once you get into overtime anything can happen. The contest was tied 1-1 at the first intermission. Neepawa's Tykonek and Verdun's Leto scored in the first. After a scoreless second frame, Evan Graining put Verdun up 2-1 just under 5 minutes into the third. With less than 3 minutes remaining in regulation, the Titans' Cooper Kosprick tied the game at 2-2. Reed made 36 saves. Lobro had 28. Game 1 Oil Caps 6, Titans 1 the Oil Capitals led 2-0 and 4-1 at the intermissions, respectively, on their way to a 6-1 victory to open their postseason on March 22. I thought we did a really good job of managing our emotions, Ramsey said. Obviously a lot of excitement for that game being the first playoff game and at home, so I thought our guys were dialed in and channeled that energy in a positive direction. Our power play was very good going 3-for-3, and I thought Eric was very good in net when we needed him to be. Reed made 26 saves. Defenseman Ethan Guthrie scored twice and recorded an assist. Verdun's other goals came from Trevor Hunt, Miller, Nolan Chastkezero, who had 3 points on the night, and Bazin. McLeod had Neepawa's goal. Lobro made 36 saves.